The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday. Right, Mikey? Second day of April 2020. And folks, I just gotta share a little story with you, a little personal story, and then we'll get into the COVID. Folks, let me not think about that, and I'll trip on my tongue here today. This morning, I've been on the phone since about 8:45 this morning, and I mean right up until. I better take a shower and get in there and do a show. Do this, whether I'm here at this office or whether I'm at home on the telephone, I've got telephonitis. At any rate, so this morning, I went to make myself some coffee. Guess what I was out of? Coffee. And I'm going, oh, great. All right. Well, okay. Well, I'll go to my Dunkin' Donuts. And I don't splurge on myself that often, but one of my favorites is their cheese kolaches. Done for an extra 30 seconds, and coffee roll. Don't like their coffee, but I was willing to take a cup for convenience sake. It's okay, by the way, if you pour about a quarter of it out and then fill up the rest with hot water. But I'm a coffee purist, so at any rate. So I pull up and I give my order, and they said, oh, well, coffee rolls, we don't have any. Now, coffee rolls at this particular Dunkin' Donuts, they don't last. They don't last past noon. People love them. They'll make batches of them, and then there's a time of day that they will not remake donuts because, they're not sure if they're going to go stale or whatever. There's a company policy, store-by-store policy, and how to make the donuts, okay? Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. 9 a.m. this morning. I'm sorry, sir. We don't have any coffee rolls. You're out already? Well, we don't have any. We won't in the future. And I said, why? Why? This is my own little personal taste and preference. Well, we're not going to offer them anymore. I said, is this a store decision or is this corporate? No, this is corporate. And I said, oh, great. You get rid of something else. You got a bunch of sugary crap in there and sprinkled stuff and coated and jam full of jelly stuff. And yeah, that's great. I said, but there are those out there that like it a little bit simpler. You guys used to have cinnamon donuts that were really good. And the company decided to make that popular donut no more. So now you're making my coffee. And I said, I don't even know why I'm here. I said, I'm going to McDonald's. Oh, well, okay, sir. Have a nice day, said with a smile and a certain amount of sarcasm. So off to Mickey D's I go. Steve, you taking this in down there? I know you are. I get to McDonald's, and the old standby at McDonald's, of course, they still need the coffee. So when I pull up, I ask for a large cup of coffee and my sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. Please substitute the round egg with a folded egg. You ever looked at one of those round eggs? It doesn't even look like an egg, and I don't know where that yellow color comes from, but it looks like kids dyed it with food coloring. At any rate. Okay, that's my order. I get up, pay for it, go to the next window. She hands me some coffee and go, is this fresh? Yeah, just brewed. Okay, thank you very much. I go home, open up the coffee to put my cream and sugar in it. I'm looking at that coffee. Folks, I got a background in restaurant. I can look at coffee and tell you how old it is. I don't have to smell it or I don't have to taste it. And I thought, well, that's strike one for the day. And I thought, you know what? I don't care. I'm busy. I put cream in it, and it kind of lightened it, made it look like mud. And then I open up my bag, of which I have right here, still. And I open up my bag, and here is this thing. And what does it have in it? It's got this. Mike, does that look like an egg to you? So I'm thought, okay, I'm not going to lay down for this. So I went back to McDonald's, and I thought, you know, I'm going to make this easy. I'm not going to be in line and sit there and tell the, I'm going to make this easy. I'm going to go inside. I start to get out of the car, and I look, lobby is closed. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm here. I just want my freaking fresh coffee, and I want what I order. So I pull up to the window. And I've got the coffee in my hand, and I'm explaining to the girl, I said, you are the same person. I was here 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. I asked for fresh coffee. You assured me that this is freshly brewed. We just brewed it, sir. I said, this coffee is at least an hour, hour and a half old. And I went to hand her the cup, and she looked at me, and she drew back. She says, I can't touch that. I said, well, what? I can't touch that. I said, I want to give this back and this so I can get my order so I can go home. I can't touch that. And I said, what in the hell are you talking about? So about this time, you can imagine yours truly always being the sensitive and overly nice fellow not to ruffle any feathers. Must be the COVID. I took that coffee and winged it over the top of my car in the parking lot. And I just looked at her. Now, mind you, this is the part I left out. The first go around when I ordered the original order and I paid the guy, nice black kid at the window, very articulate. I looked at him. He's wearing gloves. I looked at him. I said, why the hell are you wearing gloves? And he goes, well, I think it's for you. And then he thought about it for a second. He says, it may be for me. He looked, he shrugged his shoulders. He says, I don't know. And we both laughed about it. So when I go back the second time, try to hand this coffee back, she's got these little stupid gloves on. She says, I can't touch this. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean you can't touch it? So, okay, you can't take this. No, I can't touch that. Now, at this point in time, I could have been instructor. I could have been instructional. I could have been an instructor. I could have instructed her, well, ma'am, yes, you can take this back. Just change your gloves. You're that afraid. Take the gloves off and throw it in the same trash can you're going to throw this order in. I didn't get that far. I just blew it. I just blew my top. Well, I'm going to call the police. I said, you're going to do what? You're going to call the police because you screwed up and you don't know what the hell you're doing here? And that was it. I thought, the hell with this. So I end up going to Round Rock Donuts. This is all this morning. I haven't even had my, and I've got the Stadtmuller curse. We need at least an hour and two cups of coffee before we can even crack a smile or even admit that we're not dead and we're alive. So I go to world famous Round Rock Donuts. And I'm talking to these two black chicks that are out there taking orders. And they got their little things set up. some sort of mash unit, you know. And I said, you ain't going to believe this. And I was asking, do you have coffee rolls? Well, we don't have coffee rolls. We got cinnamon twists. And we got, that doesn't matter. Just can I please have a cheese kolache and a cinnamon twist? Oh, sure, sir. And then I told her what had just transpired. And she just looked at me. She said, everybody's going crazy. She said, this whole coronavirus thing, Corolla virus, that's right, I said Corolla virus, is all bullcrap. And I said, you know that and I know it. So they got coffee there, but it's not anything a coffee drinker would ever want to drink. So I go to another McDonald's in Round Rock, Texas to get my coffee. I pull up. It's got the dual lanes. You can see the higher volume stores because they got the fangled side-by-side ordering with a little kiosk thing there, and then they funnel you into one lane, of course. And I'm sitting there in the left lane by myself, and cars are ordering, and they're moving ahead. I'm out there banging on the kiosk going, is there anybody in there? Finally, a voice says, can I take your order? I said, today? Well, what did you want? I said, I want to order. I said, I'm sitting here watching cars going by. You're not manning this. If this is to be unmanned, let me know or let the customers know by hanging a damn sign out here. Well, it's not closed. And I said, well, then where the hell were you? Just teasing. I wasn't yelling. So I get my coffee. And finally, after an hour, I get to have my first cup of coffee this morning. Now, I'm doing this to illustrate how this is really starting to wear on people. The night before, I had to stop at the, what's that hotsy-totsy, Mike? What's that hotsy-totsy grocery store down the road here? The high-priced one? Randall's? Is that Randall's? Okay. And I needed to pick up some butter and something else, so I'm in there. And I look, they only have one cash register open. Got a self-checkout, by the way. Two people manning that and only one at the registers. And we're 12, 14, 15 people deep. I look down at the floor. They're so coordinated with this. Now they've got the safe zone. Stand here. Red squares. I was talking to Jeff Bennett today. He said, John, they had the same damn thing at my bank. You got to separate by 6 foot. This is absolutely the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. Who asked for this, by the way? Who asked for the Federal Reserve to bail out foreign banks and foreign corporations? Oh, did I? Did you? We got people being laid off here by the tens of thousands every single minute of the day. But we're shipping money when we can't put our own people to work because we've got this pandemic going on. Well, before I came into the network today, I'm watching Fox Business. Now, you know how we're propagandized, right? I don't have to tell you that. That's the reason why you're here. And what I'm starting to hear is the blame being shifted to China, and it's their fault. What they're doing, remember, folks, 3.5 years of Russiagate, Donald Trump, impeach. And everybody wanted to stick stakes in Vladimir Putin's eyes. Well, now I'm hearing from Fox Business Channel that it's actually the Chinese and the World Health Organization that have teamed up. And now the World Health Organization is under suspect. Now, folks, what I'm trying to demonstrate here is people are finding out the truth, and this is starting to rattle back. The feedback is going back all the way to the White House. So how are they handling this? Oh, well, people are finding out about the World Health Organization and all their Machiavellian crap and all their scare tactics. Well, we'll just lump China and the World Health Organization together. Why not? Because you know what? We still have the CDC here in this country. And after all, this is an organization of volunteer people that work their fingers to the bone, and they're not in it for the profit, and I'm lying. I am absolutely lying, just like the mainstream media is doing to you right now. And I'm going to play something here in a second, but I want to set this up properly so people understand exactly what's going on out there. Do we have a flu season? Yep, we do. Is it springtime? Well, it's been summer down here in Texas, folks. We have full-blown foliage. We have the summer's growth on the trees and every place here, and the posies and the flowers and everything. This is April 2nd, folks. Everything is in full tilt, boogie bloom, let me say. And the rest of the country is heading into the warmer weather. which is the tail end to any flu season. But what we're being told, what we're being pumped full of, is a whole lot of, God, I wished I could say this on the air without upsetting anybody. But let me put it to you this way, politely. It's freaking bullcrap. The stuff that the news is reporting that's actually going on is not going on at all. Talk to Steve Elkins today. Steve, how's things down in Florida? Well, he's about mid-state, maybe a little further south. I said, John, there's no flu pandemic down here. Now, we had the governor. What did he do yesterday of Florida? Well, he's, self-storage. Yeah, self-contained, stay home. There's still, I think, 12 or 13 states that are not doing this to their people. And my hat's off to you. I didn't think Texas was going to do it, but hey, you know. But it's all, remember me saying, and I've said this several times in the last couple of weeks, and I hope you were paying attention, because I was using the term, perception becomes reality. It's how people perceive things. And folks, what you're seeing right now in this country is the biggest damn propaganda campaign I have ever seen in my life. Ever. Let me give you an example here. And thank you for sending this to me. More good news. Citizen reporters go and do what the media won't. And this is done by a gal by the name of Dana Ashley. And what she's asking, and you'll want to do this, and I'll repeat it again after I play this, you're going to want to send your own video, okay, to this lady so she can post it. More good news. Citizen reporters go and do what the media won't.
Family, it's me, Miss Dana Ashley. Today we're out getting a little exercise, but I wanted to report something that is amazing. In an earnest attempt to sort fact from fiction, citizen reporters are popping up and hitting the streets to verify whether or not what we're hearing about these hospitals is true.
Approximately how...
Now, you don't have the visual on this, so I'll have to... Yeah. Here's a guy, and he's recording this on his iPhone or iPad, whatever it is. And he's talking to a fire department ambulance driver in New York. This is the ensuing conversation. And if you can hear it, I'll stop it and read, because this is annotated.
How many coronavirus patients have you seen? How many? You don't know? 2? 100? 3.
3.
You've seen 3.
3.
So again, there are no lines of people.
Now, this is a different source from another. This is Todd Starnes on March 28th in New York City. The pandemic epicenter of this country, folks. We got them dying in the street in New York City. Listen to this.
There is no mass chaos out here, contrary to what the mainstream media is telling you.
How do you know they had corona? Do you guys test in the ambulance? You don't know. You assume.
Based on symptoms, he says.
Symptoms?
Can you blame Americans for wanting to verify the truth when networks like CBS are doing things like this?
Cases are being found right here. Crowded subway cars may have accelerated the spread. New York's governor says FEMA gave the state 400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000?
So when you're watching this from CBS, the slant, you know, is the great need for the equipment. We don't have enough equipment. So the crowded ER shot demonstrates we have an epicenter of this disease in New York.
All right, I got to take this break, folks. We're not done with this one. Massive propaganda campaign that the intelligentsia is already starting to shift.
Arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We'll continue with this. More good news. Citizen reporters go and do what the media won't.
Mark, and we don't have enough. We need 30,000 ventilators. But the only problem is, this footage has already run on Sky News on March 22nd, talking about Italy. Yeah.
This is the main hospital in Bergamo, in Lombardy province. It's one of the most advanced hospitals in Europe. But it's the most hard hit of all the hospitals.
Once again.
So 3 days, let me stop here. So 3 days later, CBS claims that, oh, it was an editing mistake. When it's got the, from Sky News, it doesn't have an English translation. It's done in English. And we were told, oh, well, that was just an editing mistake. Yeah, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot straight from Yuan.
This morning, the city's hospitals will be on the front lines in this war against the coronavirus. In Elmhurst, Queens, that hospital there, lines of people lining up already this morning for about the last 45 minutes. Confirmed cases, people waiting to get tested, supplies are in demand there.
Somebody said there will be hordes of people inside the twine.
So an individual went to the Elmhurst Hospital the very next day, where it should have been worse because they were so loaded the day before. Here's the citizen on the ground that actually walks into the hospital.
Go in. Let's see. The doctor with his mask on and everything. look at that. Nobody.
No one.
Completely empty.
Completely.
This is police. No EMF. Nothing.
That's the trauma center, Elmhurst Trauma Center.
Nothing. Absolutely. Ghosts. That's all they got you afraid of, ghosts.
With the growing number of patients as supplies dwindle.
And again, this is from CBS, Elmhurst, Queens, doing a story about all this pandemic.
You can see barricades behind us set up here outside of the hospital to keep order here because so many have been lining up every day to get tested.
Where's the long lines of people trying to get tested? I don't see that.
This is the very next day. The same individual goes out there and he's filming. There's nobody there. Nobody.
I just wanted to give you guys an idea of what it looks like here in New York City. The mayor, the governor says our hospitals have been turned into war zones. Well, I want to give you an idea of what that war zone looks like here in downtown Brooklyn. So this is my neighborhood. This is the Brooklyn Hospital Center. And again, you're hearing one thing on the mainstream media, and this is what it's like in reality. This is where people normally stand up to get testing for the coronavirus. But as you can see, not much happening. And this is a hospital that serves thousands and thousands of people here in downtown Brooklyn, New York. And there are no lines of people. There is no mass chaos out here, contrary to what the mainstream media is telling you.
Now, here's those tents they had set up. This is what you saw on the news.
At Elmhurst Hospital, lines of people outside wait to get tested. A refrigerated truck has now been brought in here, a makeshift morgue.
Here's the refrigerated truck for the dead people, but no action.
Ambulances have seen a surge in calls, responding to nearly 5,800 Thursday.
All parked ambulances, no patients. Nobody's rushing anywhere.
In fact, we've got a couple of ambulances here waiting to be called into action. Here's some busy, crazy busy guys. Yep, they're on their cell phone watching Netflix.
And officials say this, unfortunately, is just the beginning, with the crisis expected to last 4 months and the peak of it all still on the horizon. We are live in Elmhurst, Queens this morning. Rena Roy,
Thank you, Rena Roy. We're going to need that name for future reference because you're going to be run out of this damn country on a rail, you twit.
CBS 2 News.
Rena, are we close to break, Mike? Is this why you're staring at your board? Okay.
Thank you.
Nothing. Absolutely. Ghosts. That's all they got you afraid of, ghosts.
Hello?
What? Oh, no problem.
Phyllis and William.
They told the guy, you can't be filming in here. So he goes, oh, okay. He already got what he came for.
Mac Pavilion here on 7th Avenue. There's one guy in the waiting room.
One guy.
It's not too crazy.
One man.
And as you see, there's an emergency sign open 24/7. And new people.
We control the disease by controlling the information.
You can't protect the public by lying to them.
It's done every day.
Walk-in healthcare clinics around the state say they've been overwhelmed by the demand for coronavirus testing, causing frustration.
We were overwhelmed yesterday with the response to people wanting testing.
Urgent Care Hawaii says its drive-up service was deluged by requests for coronavirus.
Yeah. Kind of like the Hillary Clinton campaigns, where the cameras would crop so close to the stage you'd only see one row of people's back of their heads. Same thing's going on here, folks. Tight crop shots.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down.
Shake down. Yeah, buddy. All right, here's the balance of this. We got a stretch here. I don't have to stop for commercial.
Yes, some waiting as long as 4 hours.
Here's my question, guys. What's the game here? You're smart people. Why are they whipping us into a panic?
Wide shot? Nobody is there in Hawaii.
Why are they lying about massive lines of people at testing centers?
That's the urgent
care
in Hawaii.
Night after night being told there are these long lines of people being managed at the urgent care, that they're being overwhelmed.
Some waiting as long as 4 hours.
Actually, the president or CEO of urgent care, while I was in front of the place, was telling me, we're doing the best we can managing these massive lines. I'm like, I'm here, lady. And there's no lines.
As you can see, the ER, the hospital, is not overwhelmed.
Well, now, this is coming from Kentucky.
Sick people at for this quarantine. Hospital number 2. The first one was Norton East in Louisville, Kentucky. And this one is Baptist East in Louisville, Kentucky. The first one had nobody waiting in the waiting area. 2 nurses just sitting at the desk. The quarantine tent where they take the test was empty.
People, look at the testing centers. This is what they're telling you testing is going on in. Where's the testing? They're empty. They're abandoned, people. There is no testing going on. Where's the testing? Where is it? The show that's getting put on for you. Leo and Coveney and Simon will be down over the photo up soon and have loads of people with masks letting on to be coming in to get tested. Look, dear we are. There is no bloody testing. Right down to the end, look. There is no testing going on in these tents.
The quarantine tent where they take the test was empty. We're going to see what this one's like. Let's go. As you can see, waiting area is empty. Hi. I'm just looking for my family. They were supposed to be here already waiting. It might be another hospital. Nobody's in there. Nurses are just taking an easy day.
We were overwhelmed yesterday with the response.
I just want to know why Urgent Care doesn't want me to document. They're lying on the news about being overwhelmed with lines and testing all these people. They're taking state money, and they're not testing anyone. They're taking our money. Look at that line, officer. You see that line? So are these the overwhelming lines that you guys have been lying to the people of Hawaii about? I'm a journalist, and this is going to be a column, and it's going to be read nationally. About how you're lying, that there are massive lines.
An employee of the hospital is now filming this guy, and she's trying to wave a cop over because she got busted.
They never said there were massive. That you're doing.
We were overwhelmed yesterday with the response.
You tested 25 people here yesterday? You said that. You didn't test 25 people.
Okay, you're videotaping people.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I got nobody going in.
That is the very same woman, by the way, that had the camera shoved in her face and going, "We're overwhelmed," just the day before. This is the woman he's now talking to, and she is freaking out.
Well, you must be upset.
So it seems like people all over the world are sick of lies in the media. So sick of it.
I'm sorry. Next we go to King County, New York City. Kings County.
They've decided to do something about it. They're on the scene doing the work that the now so-called approved news outlets should be doing. I myself went to go pick up some food at a local restaurant to help those guys afloat during this unprecedented attack on our small businesses. And the CFP.
And now we're at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles.
Foe of our local hospital happened to be there as well. And she said that the hospitals were not only completely dead, but that they were, quote, burning through cash like mad, end quote. So part of the reason that the hospitals are empty is because they've canceled all the elective surgeries and things like that. They say, of course, to keep the huge influx of virus folks separated from the public, but,
something's going on, folks, and it ain't a virus.
As you can see from this footage taken by...
This is from Eisenhower Health in Rancho Mirage, California. This was just a couple of days ago.
One of my subscribers, by the way, who's an attorney, all over California and the greater LA area, which is meant to be more hard hit, right? First to be put on the lockdown. There's no long lines of people dealing with virus present. The parking lots are eerily empty. And I'd like to applaud all these folks with the ability to question what we're being told, who have enough desire for truth to get out and verify it for themselves.
And you guys don't know anything about where the testing is being done? I haven't found a single place that'll test anybody. Do you know?
Go to cdc.gov.
Yeah, they have lists, and then when you go there, they say that.
While my inbox is a nightmare right now, so I want to ask, please don't send me more videos of this kind of thing with the hospitals, unless you can also provide a link to a contradictory news report of the same location that is covering an event that you can disprove with your own on-the-scene footage. Now, that I would like to get. But just random video footage of hospitals, I'm afraid that would overwhelm me a little bit. This guy here from Germany had the cojones. He walked through the whole hospital to show the world. It is completely empty. And he did comment that the hospital workers were also very dubious about this whole theory as well.
They don't understand what it's claimed by the media. He's saying, they say it's not what's happening here.
These are hospital employees.
Oh, I thought this was really interesting. For those who don't already realize that there is a CORONA, California, and there is a Corona Regional Medical Center within it. And of the over a dozen hospitals this guy ran around diligently checking out, this one too had zero evidence of lines of people getting tested or evidence of chaos. But what it did have were big signs out front surrounded by orange that said, "Hospital Disaster Drill in Progress." Drill, huh?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Thanks for watching, you guys. I love you, and we'll see you really, really soon.
Now again, now you heard her request. Now, there's a lot of people out there that have been asked to go home, shelter in place. When was the last time you heard that? Oh, that's right, when there was gun violence. Oh, we got a shelter in place. Oh, well, there's a school shooting. We'll have to lock down 52 city blocks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chaos. Pandemic. Fear. Ugh. Dana Ashley is asking, since you have a lot of time in your hands, she's asking for the local news channels and their stories on the undercapacity of their hospitals, along with your own personal invitation. You can invite yourself. Nobody has to invite you. You can do this yourself. Invite yourself over to that hospital with your recording device and send it to Dana Ashley, D-A-N-A, A-S-H-L-I-E at yahoo.com. Again, that's Dana Ashley, A-S-H-L-I-E at yahoo.com. And please, do what she requests, because she's literally getting slammed. Get your local news feed about whatever hospital or center that they're supposedly overwhelmed and they're doing the testing and they're pulling their hair out and then your own visit. And it's okay if it's the next day, but keep it in a tight timeline. We're going to do a little bit of citizen journalism to show these deplorables that is causing a country to go right down the tubes. Folks, I don't know whether to crap, go blind, get drunk, wind my wristwatch, or give up the business of radio. Because I'm about ready to go choking some of these people. These lying hospitals are, heard today in the news. Well, hospitals are getting money. Yes, they need it for their personnel and supplies. And I don't know, the figures had not been released, but it's a lot of money being sent to these hospitals that they're doing nothing because there's nothing to do. William Barr stepped up with one coronavirus plan that literally left people's jaws on the ground. Trump directed a whole government approach to combating the spread of the coronavirus. Now that includes the Justice Department. Yeah. Let me see if they know a little bit more about medicine than they do about law. Well, they probably know the law, but they sure as hell don't know how to enforce it. William Barr stepped up with one coronavirus plan that left jaws on the ground. President Trump recommended social distancing measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus so as not to overwhelm America's healthcare system. State governments went even further and instituted lockdowns to shutter businesses and force residents to stay home. Now, the Justice Department released a controversial memo claiming that it would arrest anybody who knowingly spread coronavirus with terrorism charges. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Politico reported, and I'm quoting, in the memo to top Justice Department leaders, law enforcement agency chiefs, and U.S. attorneys across the country, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen said prosecutors and investigators could come across cases of purposeful exposure and infection of others with COVID-19. Because coronavirus appears to meet the statutory definition of a biological agent, such acts potentially could implicate the nation's terrorism-related statutes, Rosen wrote. And he went on to say, threats or attempt to use COVID-19 as a weapon against Americans will not be tolerated. Well, some Americans worried about this memo. Many cases of coronavirus are asymptomatic, or the individual doesn't even know that they're infected. Would Attorney General Barr charge them with terrorism if they left the house and others picked up the virus? Well, some governments are using the pandemic, which is in some places serious, to shed Constitution and destroy freedom. In Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam, you remember that guy? Oh yeah, that's the guy that's going to rid Virginia of all the guns. You saw what happened with that. Tens of thousands of peace-loving, fully armed, locked and loaded, along with cops and county sheriff deputies, showed up in support of the Second Amendment people to tell this state governor, you better keep your hands off of our stuff. Well, that's not stopping this guy. Now, this guy was once photographed in his medical school yearbook with a black face and wearing a Ku Klux Klan robe. Okay, big deal. He issued an order threatening residents with 18 months in prison if they attended church service of more than 10 people. Other officials closed down gun stores. Many Americans are worried that while coronavirus is a threat to take seriously, governments are exploiting this emergency to steal freedom. And I would say that is 100% accurate. Now, before I forget, a reminder program tomorrow, I am going to have Roger Landry on the first hour. And a friend of mine that I had not spoken to in a number of years, and he's from San Antonio, he will be with me tomorrow. So just, folks, we're going to be here. We're going to be here, and we're going to be combating the lies. You know, I was told just recently, you know, this is what you've been gearing for, as if this pandemic was really real, which it is not. This is what you've been, and I said, wait a minute, this is not what I've been gearing toward. I've been gearing toward not a confrontation and going shooting up people. If we gotta, well, then we're left with no option. My mission is to get our republic, our constitutional republic, back in order. But I was being told that this coronavirus, this is what you've been preparing for all these years. No, it's not. This is a perfect example of why I started this network. Damn near, I've been behind a microphone for 30 years. It's going on, I think we're past 28 into 29, so round it out, 3 decades. That is the reason why I did this network, because I was tired of being misinformed or uninformed. I was tired of being directly lied to repeatedly. And we used to come up with these cute little sayings. Well, if the government's talking to you, if their lips are moving, they're lying. We'd come up with cute little colloquial stuff like that. Well, it was never funny to me. And I have had, and listen very closely, folks, I have had people recently accusing me of being a federal agent. Are you hearing me? Now, either this, I'm expecting retirement and a big fat federal check in my mailbox every month. You know, how's it possible he kept this day? He's always broke. How's it possible that he kept this network afloat? It ain't been easy. But you call me a Fed, I would prefer you just walked up, drop kicked me in my nads. And let me tell you something. I had better never see you in person again, because I'll snap your freaking neck. You got that? I hope so. One of the lowest things you could ever do to an individual is call them a federal agent. Maybe you just haven't seen dedication. Maybe you have not been in the real world enough to recognize when somebody is totally dedicated to what they are doing.
Instead, you're allowing yourself this induced psychosis. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Mike, I don't have my screen open. Any callers? Mike, I don't have time for you to finish that conversation. Do I have any callers? Well, put Keith on the air. What are you trying to figure out if he wants to talk on the air? Hello, Keith.
Hey,
well, Keith, okay, it took me so long to get you here. It's now commercial time. Keith, please do me a favor. Hang on. We'll be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Keith.
Okay. I should probably preface this by our friend Carl over in the Czech Republic there. He had sent some information to a group of people to which he sent out a mass mailing, which was to track down this gal who was a biologist type thing, like a biologist over in the Czech Republic there, who was the originator of this so-called COVID, or not, she wasn't, but she was the one that found out what this COVID virus was all about. Now, in lieu of that, with the constant digging and everyone was doing, because everyone gets tired of the government lying to them, or governments in this case, we were sent a video of a gal who, she first talks about how she basically had to, and I gave the video link to Mike there in the control room. That video is being removed all over the internet. So I don't know how long it'll be up there. But anyway, the gal describes there what's going on. And I should preface this again by, you remember when they rolled out the Obamacare website?
Oh, yeah.
And they had all these darn flaws and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this website there, it's called something like CDC Coronavirus.
Well,
and she clicks on these little, like, icon-type things on a world map for world government. And each one describes exactly what's going on. If you want law enforcement, it will, you click on it, and it will spider down like 200 and some odd pages deep for every single interagency, where it links to, all this stuff like that, you know. And it's just amazing that this website went up in a so-called pandemic virus thing, and there's not a glitch to it.
Have you sent this over to Mike?
Yeah, Mike's got it, I think. If
okay,
not,
this,
I've got
this
it on
is
my
it,
server,
bitshoot.com/video/BRFM, whatever. It's all COVID. Okay. All right. Can we embed this?
If not that one, I've got it on my server. You can download it.
Okay. I want to keep this because I'm telling you what's going to happen at an accelerated rate in the future. Anything that pops up that their AI doesn't get a hold of, or their creepy little people over there trying to protect everybody, more and more of the stuff is going to disappear. Even if it makes it up, it's going to disappear even faster.
Right.
All
yeah,
right.
I've sent it to a couple people, but like I say, I have it on my server, but the links are disappearing, and I think this is what it is. And William Engel I forget the guy he was talking to, and I believe I emailed you that earlier, where he also describes exactly how they're building this new world government, the new digital currency, and this all comes into play with that same video. As you listen to it, I mean, if you watch the video first, and then you listen to William Engel, as he describes the new currency, the big digital reset, all this stuff, like it, I mean, it just falls right in your lap.
We will certainly post that, Keith. I thank you
all
for
right.
that. Alrighty, sir.
Yeah, my best to you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right. By the way, Freudian slip or an admission that I'm not guilty in the future? Mike Pompeo come out. He admitted on CNN that we're in a live exercise here. Live exercise. Funny, that's what was out in front of that hospital, too. A sign that says live exercise. Where else did we see that, folks? Oh, that's right. Shootings. Pre-staged, scripted shootings. And what the police departments are being told and all the first responders, oh, this is going to be a true life. A true life live exercise. Second hour coming up.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.